Gordon Lightfoot, it is such an honor and a pleasure to be speaking with you today. Big congratulations to you for your upcoming induction into the American Songwriter Hall of Fame, which is coming up next week, I guess. That's really wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I wondered about, you know, songs like Black Day in July and how that influenced you getting more of the American audience to listen to Gordon Lightfoot, who is so Canadian to us.
Well, you know, Black Day in July was written during a time when I was actually working in Detroit. In the folk, there were two really good coffee houses in Detroit that took place during the, you know, following the folk revival and all that took place, you know, in the early 60s. And I felt like I was a part of that, part of it. And I was going back and forth working in these clubs over in Detroit all the time, and right in the middle of it, this event occurred of rioting that turned into something that nobody really had expected or ever wanted. And I, writing topical songs at that time, just happened to write a song about it that got released as a single recording, and was later banned, and I was glad. I really didn't want it to be out there anyway. I as a Canadian onlooker, but I still felt like I was part of it. I had a feel for it. Yeah. And I wrote the song really very quickly, too. It was done in a very short time. It only took maybe a day.
But it's certainly an unforgettable song.
Well, it's a good one. I wish we still did it. We don't do it on stage. I tell you that the tragically hip, Gord Downie, has a wonderful version of it. You should check it out.
I think I've heard it. It's on the tribute album, is it not?
Possibly. I think it is, or it's on one of their albums. I'm not sure which, because I've listened to three or four of their albums. I don't actually know if they appeared on my tribute album.
Okay, I'll have to double check that. But speaking of topical songs, you have quite a balance of songs that are topical or journalistic or historical, and then other songs that are really just about love or the human experience, more
not
personal.
Songs on the personal side.
Yeah, more personal.
That nobody ever sees. And so I have the gift of writing about it, and I feel that way too when I'm doing. I relate many of my songs to experiences, which have been quite a few up to this point in time.
Yes, well, they're. They certainly do evoke memories in other people. I think, you know, you have a way of making it universal.
I know that yeah. That's how it touches people, and our way of presenting it too is, you know, we have a really good, I've got a really talented backup band. I mean, my musicians they're all experts. So when we perform, we really get the essence of it. And this archival piece that we just put out to the All Live, going back to 1998, was before I just got struck by a serious illness. And the reason why I went back and pulled that stuff out was because it's got the strong vocal. My vocal has lost a little bit of its timbre, but it certainly hasn't lost its tune or its tone or its power.
No.
And I work on it also in a physical way by working out and doing all those necessary things that goes along with that.
Wow. Yeah, I wondered about that, how you keep going and keep the motivation. It's a lot of years.
Yeah, it's the love of the work. It's just simply the love of the work that keeps me going. I really enjoy playing. I do. I for people. I love the communication that I feel when I'm up there. I know it's there. Some nights it's there in a way that I just can't believe. We get into some of our more ethereal tunes, such as Restless. It's a really ethereal one that we do, and it really people are surprised when they hear it.
Yeah,
so we have a lot of little surprises in there, and we do the main stuff. We do the standards. We do all the standards.
Right.
You know, we do the Wreck and Sundown and Reed and Beautiful and the real good ones that people. Really, they'd feel slighted if I didn't do some of the material. And fortunately, we enjoy doing it all, and we work at it. And it seems to be the cream of the crop. And I wish I could do it all. I have to squeeze all these songs into a short time.
It does make it difficult, I guess. Ottawa.
Well, I have to have two shows. I have a show where I rotate about 11 songs, and we alternate that from night to night so that we don't get repetitious in the band itself.
So
we change up the order. We change, and I'm always thinking about that, and I'm always preparing for that. I'm preparing for that right now as we move into Plan Ottawa. I'm already thinking about what I'm going to be doing when I step on the stage in Ottawa.
So if
coming up next week.
So if somebody were to come to both shows in Ottawa, they would see a slightly different show?
Yeah, they would see a change up plus a rotation. It sounds like we're like a baseball game, but really in a funny kind of a way, it is kind of like a game. And every time we get out there, it's like it's going out to play. It's like going out to play a game of hockey. It's everybody's sports minded, and everybody loves baseball, and we're always following the sports. And we've got sort of like as a hobby. I mean, I don't go to very many games or any of that sort of stuff, but I like watching it on television because I can practice, you know, while I'm watching it. I practice guitar, you know, just about every day. Have to.
What are your favorite guitar strings these days?
Okay, on the 12 strings, it's the D'Addario light, D'Addario light on the 12 string. Both the 12 strings have to it. And on the 6 string, it's the Elixir polywhip. The Elixir polywhip.
Oh, great. Well, all the Gordon Lightfoot fans out there will be pleased to know about that. And we certainly have a lot on our Canadian Spaces show, which is the longest running folk show in Canada.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah. So thanks so much for chatting with us today.
I appreciate the attention.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.